The football team won. All right. Well, guess what? Guess when they play? Wednesday night. And so choir has been moved to 5 o'clock. All of you who are, I expect every one of you here at 5 o'clock. No. All of you who are interested in choir or are in choir presently, please be here at 5 o'clock so that we can do that and rehearse. Because, folks, we have a cantata coming up in a month. Do you realize that? Well, maybe a month and a week or something like that. But it's very close by. Also, the second important thing, we have a couple youth amongst us that's going to be playing a championship football game this afternoon in Lincoln at 3 o'clock. And so if you want to support our 5th and 6th grade football team as well, we will be in Lincoln at 3 today as they play Windsor. So we're excited about that as well. The scripture for today is taken from Luke chapter 15, beginning with verse 31. If you're not familiar with the Bible, that's all right, because we like to help you out in this church. Folks, where is Luke? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? The New Testament. So the New Testament starts with the Gospel of, and then, so Gospel of Luke. It's the third book into the New Testament, and the New Testament actually is just a small portion of the back of the Bible. If you would turn to Luke chapter 15. And once you find that, if you would close it on your finger and let us stand as we say the Bible pledge and our morning scripture together. Raise that Bible above your head and let's say this like we mean it this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys sound awesome today. All right, let us remain standing and read our scripture for this morning. Luke 15, 31, 32. We're going to get the first of this story in the sermon, but I didn't want to read it all twice. So, then the father said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. This is the Word of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let's pray. Gracious and holy God, may the words of my mouth be a blessing to you, Lord. And may this preacher get out of the way of your word so that it will fully be heard in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning's scripture in total is a familiar one, but it's packed with information. And there's undercurrents and assumptions. I mean, it's one of those scriptures that we've heard, the whole chapter of Luke 15. It's scripture that we have heard, and many of us have heard it over and over and over again. And one thing I love about the Bible is that there's always a little bit deeper that you can go. You know, who was Jesus talking to whenever he was saying these parables to these folks? Who were they? What was the culture that they were from? You know what I'm saying? Those types of things. And then in the early church, the people that actually the Gospels were written for, the church that the Gospel of Luke was written for, what were those people going through? What was their culture like? I mean, there's always something deeper you can get out of it. And this is one of my favorite scriptures. I say that every Sunday, don't I? Well, it is one of my favorite scriptures, but it's, I guess maybe I should stop saying that. Anyway, so today I begin, and I want to read two parables. Did I already have the parable up there? There it is. Parables. Now, parables are stories that Jesus told that have a deeper theological meaning. In other words, they're stories that, you know, about what the people understood, for instance, farming or fishing or whatever the people around him were doing. Jesus tried to share a story that had a deeper theological meaning, and that's what we call a parable. Now I want to start with the first verse of Luke 15. Let's read this. If you want to get your Bibles out and follow along, I invite you to do that just to get familiar with your Bible. Now all the tax collectors, remember this. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to what?